Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's a pleasure to be part of your day. And I know it's like a dream come true for you, right? I know. I know you just don't always want to say that, but I know how you feel. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got our good buddy Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken is an internationally recognized expert on demography, which if you don't know what that means, that's the generational, the study of generations. And a part of that is, I guess I should say. And I just learned that myself, by the way. And also generational marketing, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust for many years. He's the author of the new book, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. And as I say, he's our good friend, Ken Grombach. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. So Ken, what's as you look out over, as you see the events of the day, the things happening in the marketplace, in the collision between the marketplace and government, and all the interesting bedfellows that's creating, are you seeing anything in there that's interesting from a demographer's perspective?
Yeah. Huge. The housing crisis in the United States was caused by, and I'll put it in real, in the terms that I live with every day, the baby boomers, a huge generation, got ready to sell their houses. It was their time in life to move on. The kids were out of college. They're retiring at the rate of 1 every 8 seconds. And right behind them is a generation that doesn't have the critical mass to buy the houses.
Right.
So the house.
We saw this coming 10 years ago, though. Ken.
Absolutely, 10 years ago. So then, what did the market do? The market went out and found other people to buy, people that couldn't afford.
Yeah.
And they used all kinds of tricks to do that.
With help from the government, through regulations, with help from the Fed through monetary easing, with help from the marketplace creating new products, these people were allowed to buy houses they couldn't afford.
That's right. They're forgive the expression, but there are people who were meant to rent, and you have to be very, very careful with that. You cannot force a market on a market that doesn't exist, and that's
right.
What happened. And it was very, very lucrative because these people, because they weren't supposed to get mortgages, had to pay real high prices for them, which made them very attractive on Wall
right.
Street.
Right.
Case closed.
Yeah.
Now, we will survive this. This will be a massive adjustment, but we will survive this because right now in our population in the United States, all the heavy lifting tax-wise is being done by the baby boomer, and they are a huge generation, so mm-hmm. we have the money.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the last one we're going to be allowed to do. We have a problem coming up in the 10 to 20 years, and it will begin to be felt over that time period when the small generation, the Generation X, takes over
right.
the heavy lifting tax.
What's that, about 30 million?
No, the Generation X is about a little under 70 million.
Oh, really? I thought it was smaller than that.
No, it depends on how you slice the generations. I slice the generations in a traditional fashion. I make them 20 years long.
Yeah.
And the baby boomers were born 1945 to 1964, and right behind them, 1965 to 1984, was a generation that is 11% or 9 million people smaller. And mm-hmm. wherever this generation goes, it made the housing market crash. Remember, in my book, I talk about motorcycles back 20 years ago when
oh,
the
yeah.
market crashed.
Yep.
The automobile market, the clothing market, they closed public schools.
The jeans market, I remember we talked about that a few years ago.
Absolutely, with Levi. So what is happening now is we are finding that as this group advances into their heavy tax-paying years, there simply are not enough of them to do so. You can't keep on taxing them.
Right.
There's not enough of them. But there is a silver lining. And the silver lining is the immigrants that came to take the jobs that there weren't enough Gen Xers to take.
Right.
And if we can train them, because a lot of them, you know, millions of them.
And you're talking, let's be honest, you're talking mostly Hispanic.
Oh, Latino, yeah.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, best immigrants that we could possibly have had.
Hard working.
Hard-working family people.
Yes. Family values.
Moral compass.
Yep.
And so what has to happen now, what absolutely positively has to happen, because the immigrants that came into this country, they were counted roughly by the U.S. Census in August 2008 at a little over 40 million. Now, probably 10 million of them are...
40 million? Down. Whoa, 40, time out. 40 million immigrants? Now, you're talking over what period of time?
20 years.
So in the same period of time that Gen X was 11% below us by 9 or 8 or 10 or 11 million, we picked up 40 million immigrants?
Correct.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. This is fascinating stuff, folks. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Ken Grombach. Amazing why. We're back. It's 17 until the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you'll check those out using your advantage. We built them just for you. Ken Grombach is our guest. He's the author of The Age Curve. He's one of the top demographics experts and demographers and generational wave experts on the planet, and has been ours now for almost 11 years. And we enjoy hearing his thoughts. And Ken, as we went to the break, you were just saying that I wanted to put those two numbers together. We have 11 million, is it 9 million fewer people in the Gen X generation than we did in the baby boomer generation.
Exactly. That's
but yet in that same, but in the last 20 years, as the Gen Y generation has been emerging, which is a big generation, it's a huge, it may be bigger than the boomers, you've taught us.
Already is.
On top of that, we've got 40 million Latino, primarily immigrants. Let me throw something else out at you here, Ken. On this day, in 1967, 41 years ago, the census clock in the United States, the census went past 200 million. On this day, 41 years ago, we had 200 million people in America.
We're growing. It's growing.
Today we're 300 million, but now does that includes the 40 million immigrants, right?
Yes and no. We don't. The problem.
We don't really know, do we?
No, we don't. And we can probably be accurate within 20 million. But we do know this, though. You know the billion-dollar wall that we built along our southern border?
Yep.
You know, keep the Latinos out? Well,
yep.
We had to cut holes in it to let them out. It cost us $1 billion. Now, what we're trying to do is we're negotiating with the president of Mexico. They may buy it from us to keep the Americans from leaving. Yeah, that was a clever construction. It really was.
Yeah,
And anybody that could count would realize that our own homegrown labor force would displace the immigrants, and they have. But the wonderful thing is the Latinos that are here are assimilating at record speed.
Right.
And now they're beginning to find their way into high-paying technical jobs
and business ownership like crazy.
It's called necessity is a mother of invention.
Yes.
The
Latinos are very entrepreneurial.
Yes, they are, and some more than others.
Yep.
All you have to do is go to Miami. You can be sure the Cubans certainly are.
It's measurable. I mean, I'm telling you, the SBA measures them in terms of business.
Yes.
I mean, is they're large enough and active enough that they can be measured, and it's significant, and one of the fastest growing sectors. So, what does all this mean for our future, Ken?
What this means is we have about a 10-year period to significantly change the country, a 10-year period, or we're going to, you know, this financial crisis that we just have just gone through will look like...
And we're still going through.
Absolutely. And see, from my perspective and the people that I talk to, this thing, you know, we're already on the back side of this. The symptoms are still raising their ugly heads, but we will take care of this. What will happen, though, if we don't educate this massive group of Latinos, if we don't educate them and turn them into people that are paying into Social Security and into the federal, state, and local tax coffers, we will not have enough money to run this country in 15 years.
Are you making an argument for amnesty?
Oh, I would in a heartbeat, yes. Yeah. I'll take anybody on. We need to thank God that these people came, because you know what?
Europe
is not in the same position. Even Canada is not in the same
position. Europe doesn't assimilate their immigrants.
Well, that's right, because they're Muslims.
And well, not only that, but Europe is just the Europeans just they think America is racist, but they're more racist, I think, in some ways than anybody else, because they're not assimilating, especially France. France will not assimilate their immigrants.
If you want to go to France and listen to people who speak French and enjoy the French culture, you better go now, because in 10 or 15 years, it's just going to be a real estate designation.
Yeah.
You know, France is not going to be France, Spain, Portugal. You know where the fertility in France is one of the lowest countries is Italy.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of writing a letter to the Pope and saying he's letting us down, because come on, guys, you have to have kids, but it's too late. All the way across the board, including Japan, and especially, oh man, what's happening in China is spooky. They're not having kids.
Yeah.
Did anybody tell them along the line there someplace, if they want to keep this thing going, they have to breed?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. Is it? What's going to be the impact of all that?
Well, first of all, manufacturing is going to come back to the United States with a vengeance, and it has to.
Over the next, that would be more likely over the next 20 years, not 10 years.
No,
right?
It'll
take longer than 10, won't it?
No, it won't be sudden. But China's already starting to feel this one-child policy. You know, they've eliminated 400 million people under the age of 30. You can't do that. You can't tamper with, you can't cut a hole in your culture like that. You just can't do it. There's not going to be anyone to do the heavy lifting. There's not going to be anyone.
They actually would penalize people for having more than the number of children they were allowed, didn't they?
A quick story. A couple of friends of mine came back who went over there just before the Olympics on a choral event, and they were outside of a town reading a billboard that was essentially a description of this little town, and they had pictures of people, the mayor, and the services that were available, and there was a whole line of social workers. They asked what the social workers were for, and the interpreter said they're there to check for second children.
Holy mackerel. Holy mackerel. Oh, well, I'm going to get Ken to wrap all this up into a nice little package and put a bow on it and tell us what we should expect from all this, what this will mean to us, say, over the next 5 years. How about that? Tintail, stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, celebrating our 11th anniversary on the air. Just another day or so of this, folks. I think you have to admit, I haven't been too obnoxious about it this week. Just recognizing a little milestone. I'm trying to use it as an instructional type of thing. Yeah, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I'm trying to show you that any milestone you should be celebrating in your small business. Ken Grumbach knows what I'm talking about. Ken, by the way, folks, is the author of The Age Curve, and he's already celebrated his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust in February. Will be his 11th year. We'll celebrate that then, Ken, and thank you for all the years of support that you've given us.
No, it's been my pleasure.
I've been telling the audience about the fact that every small business should celebrate every milestone that they can come up with, because making another milestone is a big deal for small businesses, isn't it?
Our entire economy is reliant on small business, and what you're going to see, because all of these Gen Ys that are entering the workplace, and because they're going to be staring down the barrel of double-digit unemployment, is you're going to see
these are the people under 25, right?
Yes, they're going to go into business for themselves. You're going to see an entrepreneurial spirit like we have not seen in this country in 30
years. I hope you're right.
Oh, I know I'm right.
Because that will be what will be required. That attitude, Ken, will be what will be required to get the government back out of the marketplace like they're heading into right now.
Well, the pendulum swings. Right now, we're swinging into socialism.
Right.
Live with it, because it's not. It'll work for some things, but it's not going to work for everything. But one of the things we absolutely, positively have to do is we have to educate our immigrants and move them into higher-paying careers.
Is anybody doing anything about this? I mean, you're saying this, and I believe you, but are you seeing any kind of creating any kind of solutions along these lines?
Yeah, well, I'm working with a company called Pearson. Pearson is like the largest educational content provider in the world. We're also working with an organization called CAEL, and I can't even tell you what that means, but that's another lobbyist. I don't know. I have a business card, and it has CAEL. It doesn't say what it means, but they're in education, and their primary concern right now is educating the part of the population that needs to be educated so they can contribute to the overall structure and economy.
Right. Is part of that education going to be – you know, isn't part of assimilation, though, of these immigrants, isn't part of it I didn't mean to say indoctrination. Maybe that's what I meant, and I just didn't. That's not what I wanted to say.
That's what she said. I heard you say
understanding that. The country that they've come into and appreciating the history and where we are. I mean, can we ask these immigrants to buy into the concept of this America?
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that important part of the education?
It's enormously important, but don't be impatient. My parents married inside of the German community in the Queens, New York, 100 years after our ancestors came here. 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Latinos are very educational minded, and immediately, and the Latino kids go to college. We're in good shape. All we have to do is take advantage of this population that is already here and help them assimilate.
So what you're saying is, if I understand what you're saying, we have a lot of really high-quality elements and solutions that are already percolating in this country. We just got to make sure that we're employing them all the right way.
This country has the opportunity to be the greatest country in the world for 100 years.
Again.
This country has the opportunity to be the greatest country in the world for 100 years, and it's our people. We are immigrants. We're a nation of immigrants. Yeah. We have immigrant genes. We want more.
We're a bunch of mutts.
We're a bunch of mutts who want more for our kids. We're not afraid. We don't live in fear.
Right.
We're not complacent.
And when something is old and worn out, we get rid of it. We don't hold on to it like it's some kind of a shrine.
Exactly. And right now,
which is what a lot of countries in Europe, that's the problem they've got.
We're trying to adjust three of our shrines right now with Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors.
Right. Right. Yes. That you're exactly right. That's a debate that's going on right now with those three shrines. I think they're going to have to wind up looking differently, aren't they?
Well, what they secretly all want, in my mind, is they don't want to be bailed out. What they want to do is they want to go into bankruptcy, so they could take care of everything that's on the table, all the anchors that are on the table,
all the baggage. Hey, yes. Ken, give us your website, please.
www.kgcdirect.com.
Can they find your book there?
Absolutely.
kgcdirect.com. The book is called The Age Curve by Kenneth W. Grombach. Thanks, Ken, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Ken Grombach, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.